This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg. Now, please welcome, from NPR Music, the host of All Songs Considered, Bob Boylan.
Thank you.
Bob, I'm sure you're no stranger to the Bell House as you regularly go out and see music. How often are you out?
I saw 500-plus bands last year.
Wow.
And that was an off year because the previous 2 years... This is so weird because I keep track of this stuff. It's weird. I saw exactly 662 bands for 2 years in a row. Exactly that number. Isn't that weird? What does that mean?
That means, yeah, I don't know.
What that, help me. Well, I don't want help, really.
It's a cry for help.
It's okay. Nope, it's okay. I'm all right.
Now, you recently wrote a book called Your Song Changed My Life, in which you talk to musicians about songs that changed your life. And you must be asked this a lot, but I have to ask you, because I'd love to know, what song changed your life?
Easily, clear. It's a Beatles, A Day in the Life. Being old enough to have witnessed that music coming out and unfolding before our ears was just an extraordinary thing. There was not a piece of music ever till that time that was quite like that. And I still seek music that blows my mind and I hear things that I've never heard before, and it made me want to really, really play music, which eventually I did, which is how I wound up quitting a job to join a band called Tiny Desk Unit was the name of the band. And that band led me to buying a synthesizer and eventually writing music. And I wouldn't have done any of that had I not been fascinated with the desire to make music that no one else had heard.
So when you first started Tiny Desk Concert at your desk,
yeah,
was it hard to convince musicians to come play at it?
There were a couple of people who came there and thought, what are we doing? Ralph Stanley, right? Did anybody know Ralph Stanley? He had not a clue. Even when it was over and done and he sang his brilliant, brilliant music, he's a great country music legend, and he said, so when do we start? Because he didn't realize that this was the thing, that just three songs.
So who are you starstruck by that has come by the office to play?
You all know Tom Jones, right? Now, I grew up on Tom Jones, and I really, really can stand Tom Jones. I mean, What's New Pussycat, all that stuff. I could not stand it. But I was fascinated by the fact that he was eager to do it, and I thought, here's a man who is easily in his 60s at the time, who didn't need to do this, and he was so nervous. I mean, here's a guy who plays big shows and big venues, but at my desk, there's no lights. There's no microphone to hold.
There's no separation at all.
Nothing at all. And his son was his manager, and his son between the songs would come and wipe his face from the pouring sweat. If you just watch this thing, watch Tom Jones. And it was incredible. But his voice was so magnificent because we don't amplify the voices in the room. That's one of my rules. And so you just hear the human voice in the room, and his voice was so amazing, and I just wanted to hug him when he was done. I loved him, and it was so beautiful. So, you gain respect. So starstruck, no, but amazed and wowed, yes.
And now when you hear What's New Pussycat, you cry?
I hate that song.
Let's talk about the Tiny Desk Contest. How do you possibly pick a winner from over 6,000 entries?
I think that something happens emotionally when you see and hear a piece of music that you just connect with. I mean, I go through and I rate as many thousand as I can, three-star, four-star.
Yeah.
Look, there's no right or wrong here. It's just whatever touches you or doesn't.
Of course.
And I can tell what's going to touch me fairly quickly. And just emotionally welled up when we heard Galen Lee. And it's just
awesome.
You're going to find out in a minute.
That's awesome, yeah. And that brings us to our winner. Let's welcome Galen Lee.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So the song that you submitted for the contest, you submitted Someday Will Linger in the Sun.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about why that song?
I wrote that song about a year ago. I had a pretty big surgery right before I got married. And it just, this whole idea of love being really beautiful, but not always being like the easiest thing is sort of what inspired the song. But the reason I chose it for the contest is because I was playing at a pizza shop like 2 weeks before I was going to make the video. It's a weird gig, but I do it twice a month.
Okay, great.
I was like, I can't pick the song. Like, you know, it's kind of hard to be objective. So I told the audience of like 12 people eating pizza that I was going to do this contest. And can you raise your hand after I play these three songs and vote? And so they voted for that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous because I have done comedy at a pizza shop and there were only 9 people. So you had the better pizza shop.
It's a good pizza shop.
A gig at a pizza shop is not bad because also you get paid and
you eat pizza.
Pizza, yeah, exactly. Yep. We would love to hear that song. Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Wine, all rotted leaves and lemon rock. I spit you out, but now you're mine. We bit the fruit, it seemed a lie. I'll never know which way was right. Now side by side, we face the night. I love you. And I love you. Don't tell me we've got time. The subtle thief of life is slips away when we pay no mind. We pull the weeds out till the dawn, nearly too tired to carry on. Someday we'll linger in the sun. And I love you. And I love you.
Galen, that was amazing. I'm a little teary-eyed.
Aww,
I'm not going to lie.
Thanks.
What was it like to win?
The weirdest day of my life.
Yeah?
Yep. I entered because some friends and my fiddle students told me to enter. I entered kind of on a whim, like we filmed it on my phone in my office before we went to drink half price wine. So
as you do.
You know, I mean, it was premeditated, like I had thought about it, but it wasn't something that I put any budget into or anything. So it was so like surprise.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird.
You play your violin in a unique way. You were born with a condition called brittle bone disease. Can you describe how you play your violin?
Yeah, well, I play it, my arms and legs are both pretty short and they're bent. And so playing a violin in the normal way, my arms are way too short for that. So we kind of adapted it where I play it up and down like a tiny cello.
Yeah.
And I hold my bow like a bass player does.
Right.
So it's just kind of a little quirky that way.
I understand that you also teach violin.
I do, yep.
Now that you've won, are you raising your rates?
Nope, keeping the same rate.
Really?
Oh, yep. Yep, I am.
I'm going to tell you that you should rethink that. And I hear, Galen, this is your first visit to New York.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think?
I love it. Yeah. No, it... We came early because we had never been here, my husband and I.
Yeah.
And so we've done everything. We went to like the Brooklyn Bridge. We walked across it. We saw Chinatown. We ate a bunch of like, so much food. I've probably gained like 10 pounds. And then, we also went to Times Square last night, but I'm never doing that again.
Okay. That's the kind of attitude you need to live here,
okay,
by the
good.
Way.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday. It's pretty cool.
So, Bob Galen, would you like to have a little Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
Okay, so Bob Galen, we are going to team you up for a game that's called What's in Your Tiny Desk? Galen, we're going to give you a list of objects someone might keep in their desk at work, but these objects are not necessarily office supplies. They're more interesting objects. So, Galen, you will be cluing Bob so he can guess what each object is. You can say anything you want, except for, obviously, the words of the object. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Born ready.
Born ready? Here we go.
Juicy fruit.
Gum.
Yes.
Lots of germs, and you want to make sure you don't get sick, so you carry this around with
hand you. Hand sanitizer.
Correct.
Your job kind of sucks, so you have to, like...
No, it doesn't.
No, I know you're a sucker. You have to, like, relieve some of the tension with your hand, and you can't...
What the... Wait a minute. This is on the radio.
Okay.
All right, like, fine. A stress ball or something
correct.
Like that.
Correct, a stress ball, yes.
Sweating so much right now.
You have a headache. You have a headache, so you take some of this.
So aspirin.
Other one.
Ibuprofen. Advil.
Rhymes with Xylenol.
Oh, Tylenol.
That is correct.
You know, the other stuff I'm allergic to, I should know this.
So this is, you carry your sandwich around in one of these, and they make a burping sound.
Oh, a Tupperware thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you're sweaty, so you should probably put on some
deodorant.
Yes.
And I just had Chinese food, so I have a pair of these in my desk. Leftover.
Chopsticks.
Yes. Correct.
I was going somewhere. Yeah.
My lips are dry. I'm going to put on some
chapstick.
Correct.
Yes. You don't like bananas, but you really like these? I don't know. That's a terrible clue. Like, it's a thing that you
mango,
eat your lunch a lot. And it grows on trees, and they're really common.
Oranges.
And Johnny went around and planted a bunch
apple
of them.
Seeds, apples.
Yep, apples, correct.
You're looking for a new job, you're not, but some people are, and they might hide this in their desk in case they, like, want
resume.
To send it off.
Yep.
Correct.
This is, like, you don't have dollar bills, you just got a bunch of blank in your pocket, and there's, like, coins rattling around.
Quarters?
Yeah, but, like, it's not tight, it's...
Loose
yep.
change.
Yep.
Yes!
And
wow.
Instead of a necklace, you put this in.
Earrings, I don't
yes.
know.
Yes! Okay. You did them all!
Yeah.
You're
awesome.
Done.
Yeah.
Galen, Bob, you both did amazing. You're both going home with the perfect tiny desk accessory and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube! Galen will be back a little later in the show with another song. Let's hear it one more time for Bob Boylan
and Galen.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.